Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the London International Church of Christ, we've been studying and preaching and teaching through the book of 2 Corinthians. Here are some thoughts from chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. It reads, I do not think I am in the least inferior to those super apostles. I may indeed be untrained as a speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made that perfectly clear to you in every way. Here's Paul speaking to the Corinthians, and he's rejecting an accusation that he is inferior to these so-called super apostles. They have accused him of not being a good speaker, but he emphasizes knowledge. It seems to me that he is reassuring the Corinthians, we see from verses later on in this chapter, that he really does love them, even if they're not feeling it. We all love to be loved a certain way, don't we? Paul loved the Corinthians with all his heart, but it seems like they haven't been feeling it. And why is it? Well, possibly because they have already decided how Paul should love them, and when he didn't do so in the way they expected, they falsely interpreted that that meant he did not love them. And so he first of all brings up this point that he spoke in the way they needed him to speak. It may not have been with the eloquence they desired or the eloquence of these so-called super apostles, but And he doesn't try to defend himself. He doesn't defend the fact that he is not a trained speaker. He doesn't mind admitting that he is inferior to the newcomers in his, well, in this ability. Not that he concedes to being an ineffective speaker. In Acts 14, it says that he spoke so effectively that the work of the gospel went ahead positively. So what is he saying when he's saying, well, I spoke plainly. I spoke to you with the knowledge of what you needed to hear, he says. The knowledge he's talking about is probably focused on the knowledge of God, the correct understanding of the gospel that directs minds to Christ. He is effectively accusing the so-called super apostles of directing minds to themselves or their own idea of Christ, not truly to Jesus Christ. Paul's speaking might have lacked professional polish, but he spoke in such a way as to make the gospel perfectly clear, to use his own words. The truth is, if we have the Bible and the Spirit of God, we can speak the gospel clearly to people, no matter how eloquent or otherwise we might be considered to be. Sometimes we want people to speak to us in a particular way. We like it when they speak eloquently, or perhaps bluntly, gently sometimes, or authoritatively. And it's then that we feel loved. And if people don't speak in that way, which frankly is a preference, then we might say to ourselves, they were not loving when they spoke that way. However, we need to remember that to another person, that manner of speaking might well feel loving. It's important to discern between substance and style. Even when someone speaks to us in a way different to that which we would prefer, we can still listen to the content of what they are saying and find something profitable in it if it contains truth. So Paul is saying to the Corinthians, I told you the truth, I told you the gospel, don't listen to these people. They may speak more eloquently, but they are not leading you to Christ. Are we listening to the right voices? The voices that truly love us, even if we don't like the way they are speaking to us. Let's listen to the voice of God, no matter through whom it comes. Well, next time we're going to look at some other aspect of chapter 11, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.